Blog Talk Radio.
Studios in Chesapeake. Here's Rick Rumbaugh.
Thank you, Kira O'Brien. This is the news you missed for Friday, December the 3rd, 2010. We just got done with the news, but there were a few stories that slipped through the cracks. No commentary, no criticism meant of the news that occurs regularly on this radio station.
No offense taken.
There you go, thanks. In the headlines this week, there's this right off the bat. Cue the crying children because Christmas will be delayed this year.
Oh, no.
Yes. Yeah, word from the North Pole is that Christmas will not take place this year until at least December 26th.
What?
Yes, as experts say, it will take at least 24 hours for TSA agents to pat down Santa.
Yeah.
Spokesperson from the TSA said, "Nobody flies without being checked, especially someone with a beard like that, oh Santa." Al-Qaeda has red velvet, too. These guys are a-holes. Jerks.
Junk check.
Yep. There you go. We're going through every box. Hey, President Obama this week won't be giving anyone any lip period anytime soon because he has stitches in his. That's right. Obama caught an elbow to the mouth in a basketball game last weekend, and doctors say he should be fine. When asked if the injury would impair President Obama's ability to speak, White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs said, no, in order to do that, you'd have to elbow the teleprompter. That's a pro jock. Boy. In other Washington news, the House of Representatives yesterday decided not just to publicly censure New York Congressman Charlie Rangel, but instead they will take the unusual step of lining up and giving him multiple purple nurples early next week on C-SPAN.
Cool.
It's true. Barney Frank is said to be watched for lingering. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is now feeling the heat after releasing this week thousands of secret U.S. diplomatic communications. Assange may be best known for his unauthorized publishing of secret documents regarding the Afghan and Iraq wars and is now threatened to post documents that he says will expose the banking industry. As we found out overnight, his U.S. website has been shut down because of DNS attacks.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's taken up on one in Switzerland or Sweden or someplace like that.
Uh-huh.
There you go. Which, by the way, a country that has Roman Polanski on its flag. Assange Experts say, however, he is quickly running out of stuff to leak, as the last check of his WikiLeaks website now features Oprah's cholesterol number, KFC's secret recipe, and some Black Ops cheat codes.
Sure.
That's all he's got left. There's only so much good stuff to leak. And finally this morning, despite intense lobbying from former President Bill Clinton and actor Morgan Freeman, the 2022 World Cup Soccer Championships were awarded to the small Middle Eastern nation of Qatar, or Qatar, as they say, and not the United States, among others. Experts say that we may have lost the bid because it was simply a Middle Eastern nation's turn to host the games, or possibly because some close-minded people just don't understand how Morgan Freeman can marry his own step-granddaughter, a girl that he raised at his house from the age of 5. Well, they're so small-minded.
You know?
What I love about this story is that somehow or another, Clinton ends up being the guy on the high moral ground here. To add insult to injury, Freeman and Clinton ate alone at the dinner after the announcement when no other countries would even accept their restaurant suggestions. True. Every week, stories from around the world make up the news, but so do I for the news you missed on FM 99. I'm still me.
CommunicationCreations.com presents.
Larry Ballard and the Empire of Evil. With your hosts, Mike Hammer and Ali Miller Brennan.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is me, the notorious MJH. Oh, actually, I'm supposed to be going by Mike Hammer tonight. Anyway, it's still me. Dolly Brennan was off tonight. She's feeling a little bit under the weather, and when I asked her if she had anything that she'd like to say to you guys, she only responded by saying,
"But I don't know if I'd ever go so far as stick rock cocaine up my butt."
So let's hope she is feeling better next week. Larry Ballard, how are you doing tonight, sir?
I'm doing good, Mike. You made me laugh.
Actually, Larry, Dolly Miller, she just left a message, and she really isn't feeling well. She needs to rest her voice, and she'll be back next week.
Okay.
Guess who we have coming on the show? Soon, within the next couple of weeks.
Who's that?
Do you know who Dr. Oz is?
Sure.
Dr. Oz is going to be on the show.
You got Dr. Oz. Wow.
Dr. Oz. And guess how that happened? Well, it's not just me. It's networking, you know, friends of friends of friends and stuff like that. But guess how that happened? That energy drink thing that we were talking about a couple of weeks ago?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know. It's like the network marketing thing. Okay, I can understand why people wouldn't be for that. And you guys brought up the fact that it's a health drink, it's an energy drink. But we were debating, and we didn't actually do this live on the air, which is you and me on the phone after a show. But you said some pretty interesting things, and I wrote down the notes and everything about holistic medicine. Am I pronouncing it right?
Holistic.
Yeah. Holistic. Is it holistic as in whole, holistic, or is it
holistic?
Holistic.
Don't ask me to spell it. Holistic.
But the prefix
the
would be
body.
Whole as in entirety, or whole as
yes.
in...
In entirety.
Okay, all right, that's what I thought. Okay, so I'm kind of in the middle here because, you know, I've got good people on one side, you know, saying this is a good product, and you know it's a good opportunity. You know, the networking model, you know, the marketing concept. It's good. It's honest. It's fair. Nobody's hiding anything. But then I talked to you and Dolly, and you guys are like, no, because you know, it for one thing, it's network marketing and it's a pyramid scheme, which you know that's debatable. You know, I ain't gonna get into that. But then you guys were talking about the fact that, well, these burst of vitamins going to your body all at one time, to your organs, might not be healthy. So I really don't know. Me personally, I don't know one way or the other. So I'm bouncing back and forth going, well, you know, I've got good people on both sides of me, you know. And, I mean, we're not talking about naysayers. We're not talking about anybody going, oh, well, you might, you know, actually be onto something and we don't want to see you be successful. No, because, mm-hmm. you know, everybody, you know, like you, Dolly, Cass, we all support each other and, you know, trying to make each other be successful. So when you guys say that, well, that might not be a good idea, hey, check it out. I listen, you know. And then I go to the other side, JC and them, and they're like, well, no, it's a good product, but you know, it's just we market it to keep costs down. And I'm going, well, you know what? I don't know. So we're going to have Dr. Oz come on and look at the medical aspect of this product. And it, oh, by the way, it's not just the energy drink; it's also the they have a kids formula, which. Obviously, it doesn't have caffeine or anything like that, and I'm pretty sure it's low in sugar. Last thing kids need is energy. What they need is nutrition. But, yeah, and they also have a PM formula. So Dr. Oz is going to come on here, and we're going to have both sides of the issue, and I don't even want to call it an issue, but both sides of the facts, and, you know, the people who want to go forward with this as network marketing, and also the people who think it's not a good idea. Because I don't know. I honestly don't know. I'm just totally mutual here. So
your authority. I think Dr. Oz can probably, if he can't do it, he can have experts at his disposal who can tell you. And all I was saying is, let me just kind of clarify. I'm very much in favor of holistic medicine. By holistic medicine, I mean natural healing. I mean that, as an example, if you take a fish and you put him in the open ocean and he's got all the minerals that he needs, he's healthy. You put him in an aquarium, and if the pH in that aquarium gets off and he doesn't have the right minerals in the water, he gets sick. Same thing with the human body. But the only reason I was saying be cautious is because when you're dealing with things that affect your glands and drive everything up and then they fall back down again, sometimes that can have negative effects. And so basically you just need to have a chemist or somebody who's truly qualified look at the contents and say whether it's going to be detrimental or whether it's going to be harmful. But in general, if it's got natural things in it, I certainly would be a proponent of it more so than I would be of drugs, because all drugs are poisons. So I'll be interested to hear what he has to say. Let me know when it's going to be on the air, and I'll listen in.
All right, great. And I hope you call in as well, because, you know, I welcome the adversity, you know. Like, you know, with network marketing, that's kind of, I don't know, I don't even like the concept of network marketing. Or the term, I should say, because as soon as somebody says to me network marketing, I'm like, no, you know, because you know it's just the only way to create a profit through network marketing is to get other people to come in under you in the network marketing and coax them to get people to come in underneath them, and you know it's not a pyramid scheme, but you know it is you're trying to sell a mass quantity of product to somebody. SMC, are you familiar with SMC, Larry?
No.
Okay. SMC, you remember Happy Days and the guy who played Howard Cunningham?
Mm-hmm.
Tom Bosley, that's his name. Okay. He endorses this network marketing thing, you know, called SMC. You know, there's commercials on there all the time, and I actually fell for it. I bought into it, you know, because you know they were selling products. It wasn't energy drinks. It was like knickknacks for the house, and you know, traveling products like you know butt pillows and stuff like that. You could sit on a plane, and you know, just. You know, you whatever, you know, just good gift products, but, you know, pretty much cheap stuff. But they were selling this stuff at a third of market value. So, you know, it wasn't wholesale. It was below wholesale. You could actually buy it for a third of retail and sell it for wholesale. And I was like, well, hell, I can go online and sell that for retail and still make a profit. But that's not how it worked, because by the time you include shipping and handling and all that other stuff, it just marks your cost way up. And it wasn't practical for retail, because if you had an actual retail store, you'd be marketing retail products, you know? So, you know, it just wasn't practical for anything. But I still owed them like $300 or $400 just for being a member of that crap. So I discontinued the credit card, and they weren't going to let me out of the contract. So I just discontinued the credit card that they had and blew them off. And I was gambling on the fact of whether they would sue me or not. I figured if they sue me, I'll pay them. I have to protect my credit. They never sued me. Screw them, you know, because it was bullshit. But,
well, just so you don't think I'm a naysayer, I'll give you some positive examples. All I was saying was be careful. Be leery. Do your homework. There are some notable examples of reputable companies that I think people would call network marketing. Revlon for the cosmetics industry for women. Amway has some of the best vitamins in the world. And you've got Fuller Brush. I mean, so you've got some examples out there of reputable multi-million, multi-billion dollar companies that are network marketing. But what I was saying is they're U.S.-based. They've been around a long time. They've got a track record. So, you know, they're safer when you've got somebody from out of the country and you don't know much about them. You just need to do your homework. That's all I was saying.
Oh, well, this is a U.S. market. It's based in the U.S. I don't really want to say the name of it at this point because we haven't decided to endorse it or go with it or what we're going to do with it. But that's what, you know, before we get into that, you know, before we do endorse it or decide not to or market it, you know, that's what I want to do. I want to get everybody on both sides, and, you know, everybody's friendly. Everybody on both sides. I know you guys, and you guys know each other, and on the other side, they all know each other, and, you know, everybody's friendly. So it's not going to be any kind of pissing contest or, you know, a heated debate or anything like that. But just to get everybody's point of view together, and, I think it's like if Dr. Oz and, you know, reputable people like that come in and, you know, they can say, well, okay, like Dr. Oz, I'm not home much during the daytime. I'm usually at work, or at least that's where I should be. So the first time I saw Dr. Oz, I thought he was a cool dude, you know, because he's telling it straightforward, you know, like, you know, he's not, just not trying to write people's prescriptions over TV or anything, trying to tell people to take drugs or anything. But he had these models. This is funny, but I'm going to tell the story. He had models of doo-doo, of poop, and he had three separate models, you know, like clay models or plastic, whatever he made them out of. And one was healthy poop. The other one was, you know, if you don't drink enough water and eat right. And the other one, you know, because it was all hard and you know, whatever, I don't know. And then the other one was if you have the diarrhea, basically, you know. So one was running, one was normal, one was, but I was like, I don't believe this guy is on TV making models of poop, and you know. Talking about it on the TV, because, you know, the entertainment value of that was, I thought, would be virtually nil. But, see, that's what I go by. That's how I know if I'm eating right. And, you know, that's how I know if I'm drinking enough water, enough juice, and eating enough fruits and vegetables, or if I'm just, you know, dehydrating myself and eating crap. You know, because, you know, if I take a healthy, you know, BM in the morning, you know, hey, I, that's a good sign. You know, if it's hard coming out or if it comes out too fast and runny, I know I did something wrong. So this Dr. Oz guy, even though he takes this, I don't know, he's actually honest. That's the thing. It's not an approach. He's honest about things. So if there's something wrong with this product, I'd like to know. If there's nothing wrong with this product, I'd like to know, because one way or the other, I'd like to say, you know, okay, network marketing, the way that's set up, the way they have it set up, it's not for retail. Okay, it's automatically not for retail because these cans of the of the energy drink or the child formula or the PM formula, which helps people sleep at night, it's not labeled for individual sale. So the only way you can really like retail it or market it is to have people buy a case of it online. And the thing about buying the case of it online is if you try it and you don't like it, you can send it back and everything's guaranteed. You get all your money back. But I don't want people to try something that's going to be harmful to them. And I've tried this product twice. I drank it 2 days in a row. And then I talked to you and Dolly, and I was like, well, hold on. I mean, I know you guys are right about what you're talking about, but are you right about this particular product? And that's where I decided just to do more research on it. And I also told JC, my friend JC, who's trying to get me into it, I told him about it. And he's like, well, look, you know, we can have – you've got a radio show, right? And I'm like, yeah. And, you know, I've already invited him to come on. And he's like, well, I can bring on the guy who founded this company, and I can bring on Dr. Oz. I was like, you can bring on Dr. Oz onto our show. He's like, yeah. I was like, okay, well, you know, I'm pretty sure that, you know, people might or might not want to hear all the stories about, hey, I became a millionaire and all this, and this is how you can do it. I've heard that so many times in so many different places. It's just like, it doesn't, I don't even listen to it anymore. But, you know, if you have an honest product, if you have a good product, and you want to market your product, but the best way to do it for you is network marketing. Well, I'm not against that, but I just, network marketing, as far as a marketing concept, it doesn't ring clear with me, because the only way to do it is to get some buy into it underneath you. But the idea that they're saying, that they're saying, is that if you give somebody one of these drinks and they like it, okay, you can't go in the 7-Eleven and buy it because it's not designed for retail, but you can buy it online for, I believe the price is $60 or $65 a case. And then I think there's, there's got to be marketing and shipping and handling. So it comes out to about a little over $3 a can.
Okay. I'm not sure what the drink the store out of the store sell for, but it's probably about that, I think.
Well, you see, that's the other thing. A Red Bull, I think I did look at a 7-Eleven, but it was a couple of months ago, or a couple of weeks ago, I meant. And I think a can of Red Bull sold for about $3. But you see, the Red Bull, I tried a Red Bull when it first came out. I didn't know what it was. And let me tell you, I didn't only not know what it was. I thought it was, you know what Slim Fast is?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I thought Red Bull was. So I grab a can of this, thinking it was Slim Fast, because I have a bad habit of getting busy and not eating right. You know, like when I'm at work in the daytime. So I'll skip breakfast. I usually have a cup of coffee and a half pack of cigarettes for breakfast. Then lunchtime comes, and if I'm busy, I just don't think about eating until I'm starving to death and weak and hungry and falling down on the ground. That's when I go, oh, hey, I know what it is. I didn't eat anything all day. So, you know, I grabbed what I thought was a Slim Fast. It turned out to be a Red Bull, and this was when it first came out. So I didn't know it was carbonated. I didn't know it had caffeine in it. I didn't know it had all this other crap in it. So I grab this can of Red Bull, and I shake it, thinking it's Slim Fast, because you shake Slim Fast. I open up this can of Red Bull, and it literally hit me in the face, you know, just like shaking up a beer or soda or something, you know. So I drank it, and this was in the afternoon. And I don't even drink coffee after lunchtime, because it'll keep me up all night. I drank this Red Bull, and I was up for like 3 days. This product that I'm talking about, I drank it in the morning, and I didn't feel like that Red Bull bouncing off the wall thing, you know, where I couldn't wind down or anything. You know, I felt good, but I felt relaxed. But then when I mentioned that to you, and we talked about how you take in so many vitamins all at one time, that if your body doesn't need them, you'll pee them out. And when that happens, your pee is like a bright yellow color, almost maybe even a green color, like a lime and Slurpee from 7-Eleven. But when I drank this, that didn't happen. And I was thinking, well, if there's too many vitamins in this drink, that I'll just pee them out. It's not going to be harmful to my body. But you said that, and Dolly said this too, that if you take a vitamin boost of products, that your organs. What, how did you put it that your kidneys?
Well, it's not so much the vitamins. It's the caffeine and the sugar. Basically, what you have to watch out for is if you affect your glands and your glands then overproduce, then you basically can disrupt the hormonal balance of your body, and you can cause your glands to overwork. You can cause your glands to they're not able to dysfunction and regulate your body the way they should. And so that's the real issue. And the other question was, depending on what's in it, could it be harmful to your kidneys? And without, you know, knowing all the ingredients and without being a certified chemist, I can't answer that intelligently. All I can say is that there are those products that have had the reputation of doing harm. So therefore, you just need to make sure that this is not one of those products. I'm sure not everyone out there is harmful, but there's the potential that it could be. So therefore, you get a reputable individual like Dr. Oz, and if he certifies that it's okay, you're probably on pretty good ground.
Okay, that's what I was thinking. Good. I don't know. I definitely don't want to endorse a product that's going to get people sick. And I'm not just talking about it as a public figure. I'm talking about, I wouldn't even want to recommend something to my friend. I mean, like if I offer my friend a beer, my friend knows that there's alcohol in that beer and pretty much not much else that's going to harm them. But if I hand them an energy drink, whether it's a Red Bull or this product that we're talking about, endorsing, marketing, whatever, whatever it is, I want to be sure that if I offer somebody something, I don't want it to be harmful. Like that, have you heard about these drinks that are like half alcohol and half caffeine?
No, I haven't.
Four Loko, that's the name of it. Yeah, they just took those off the market here in Virginia. Actually, this is what happened. It's a product called Four Loko, and it's 12. It's a 23-ounce can. It sells for about $2.30. That's the national average that it sells for. It's a 23-ounce can. It has 12.5% alcohol, which is about 3.5 beers, regular cans of beer. Then it has, I can't remember exactly how much caffeine it has, but it's equivalent to four cups of coffee. So these cans, and the FDA wrote the manufacturers of this product so many times that they actually stopped making it. They've banned it in 5 states. I'm not sure which 5, but it was on the local news here. Why haven't they banned it in Virginia? And, well, you know, they came to the conclusion that the FDA basically put the companies, not out of business, but stopped them from making this. Because, look, check it out, man. Caffeine raises your blood pressure. Okay, I wouldn't drink that much coffee first thing in the morning, and then you're going to mix that with 3.5 cans of beer. So it's like drinking four cups of coffee and 3.5 cans of beer. Just say 4 cans of beer, all at one time, and you know, within an hour's time, it would probably take you to drink a 23-ounce can. That's insane, man, because that's going to send your heart fluttering, and your mind's not going to be aware of it because the alcohol to your brain, so your brain's relaxed and your heart's fluttering, and you don't even know the difference, and some people had to go to the doctor for that and stuff like that. So I would never hand a friend of mine or recommend Four Loko to anybody, but then I'm looking at, you know, the stuff that's new to the market that I don't know about, it doesn't have alcohol in it, but it does have some amount of caffeine in it. And I'm thinking, well, hell, you know, I don't want people to think, you know, I'm going to just hand them anything to make a dollar, you know, because that's not really what it's about, you know. I mean, I'm self-employed, and I don't know, man. It's like I get by. You know, I do. But it's like, you know, I'm pretty much going day to day. And, you know, it's like everybody else in America right now. You know, if you're getting by, you're doing good. And then a friend of mine, you know, the other day told me that, you know, well, you need to get past that concept of just – getting by. You need to, you know, like, get ahead. And I'm like, yeah, I know. I'd love to be in that position where I could actually, like, you know, be in a position to help other people and stuff like that. And I don't know. I don't know if this energy drink stuff is the answer to that. But I'm looking at all aspects because it could be a profitable thing, but I don't want to endorse something that's going to be harmful towards anybody. So, you know, like, we can have Dr. Oz come on the show and clarify it for us.
Well, I'm sure Dr. Oz is an expert that he relies on, and I'm sure if he tells you it's okay, it's okay. What I suspicion he might say is basically, he's got two or three options for what he could say. If he finds something harmful in it, I think he's going to flat out tell you. If he finds that it's not necessarily harmful, he'll tell you that. But what he might also say is, and you have to be prepared for this, I think, is he might also say, but there's better ways to do that. I think he might say, if you eat six small meals a day, and if you take in natural foods that are not cooked, and you get the right amount of, or you do juicing or whatever, and you get the right amount of food in your body and the right combinations, then your body self-regulates, and then you don't need an energy drink in order to spike you up. So the very fact that you're taking an energy drink is an indication that something is not right within your body. I think there's a reasonably good chance he might, you know, add that on to whatever he has to say about the efficacy of the product, because I think that, you know, he, from what I've seen of his show, he's kind of on a holistic, natural bench, trying to have natural things in the body as opposed to foreign things. But you'll just have to.
You're talking about Dr. Oz, right?
Right. I'm speculating on what I think he might say, given the fact that I've watched the show and I kind of know where he's coming from. In other words, if somebody's always got to have an energy drink to get them through the day, that's indicative of the fact that there's something nutritionally wrong. And so basically I think what he's likely to do is give you your read on your product. Is it harmful or not harmful? But I think he's very likely then to come back and say, but there's a reason why this individual needs this boost. Let's take a look at what that is and what we might do naturally to prevent that person from needing it. I mean, I don't know, but I think that's a distinct possibility. So just so you know, for you, and you're prepared for when you talk to him.
Well, hopefully you'll be on the show with us when Dr. Oz comes on, because I want to invite you and Dolly and JC. And JC has another friend who's going to come with him, who actually founded the company, whose name is BK. I don't want to mispronounce his name. BK Baracco, I think it is. And he founded the company for the energy drink and stuff. But now I'm speaking hypothetically here because I don't know for sure. But saying this is a healthy product, and there's people who are already addicted to Red Bull, wouldn't be, you see, like I said, this is hypothetical, but if this is a healthy product, I'd rather people drink this than Red Bull if they are going to be addicted to some type of energy drink. And there's going to be people who are addicted to anything. Like, I'm a pretty healthy person. I really am a healthy person. And I'm still addicted to coffee in the morning. And, you know, I drink a few beers at night and I smoke cigarettes. I know these aren't good habits. Those are my three bad habits. But, you know, I eat right. I eat fruits and vegetables. I drink a lot of water. You know, I eat broccoli. I love broccoli. Broccoli and, you know, like melted cheddar cheese. Love that stuff, you know. Brussels sprouts. Love it. You know, but I might have one other small bad habit. I love to put butter on it. I don't even mean margarine. I mean full fat butter. No, it's not good for cholesterol. Yeah,
you might be surprised that butter is healthier for you than margarine.
Well, that's not what they tell you on TV.
Well, you might want to do your homework. You might be surprised.
That's what I thought.
You got the food companies that they're interested in shelf life. And so just go do your homework. That's all.
Did you know, something comes out of a cow compared to something that comes out of a processing system. You know, I always thought that butter might be a little bit healthier.
But what's really healthier is olive oil. I think all the experts would agree that of olive oil, if at least for cooking purposes, is the preferable way to go.
I've always heard that that olive oil is healthy. It's not even bad for you at all, and it's actually healthy for you. And also, instead of salt, sea salt.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I watch some cooking shows on TV. Like, I don't really know how to cook that well, but I'd like to watch those shows because I'd like to be able to do that.
Well, it'll be interesting to hear what he has to say. You really landed a whale there, getting him on the show. I mean, that's amazing. Did Dolly do that or somebody else?
JC.
JC? Now, he's the individual who's involved in this company, right?
JC's my friend. He's a business owner. He owns a restaurant, a hotel. I don't even know what else, but he's a pretty successful businessman, and he's involved in this. He's trying to get me into this, and I've never gotten the with network marketing. You know, they tell you, you know, go get everybody you know, like call your family and your friends and get them to buy this. And you know, I've never gotten the feeling that he approached me. You know, like in that aspect, I mean, I feel like you approached me with this because he thinks that, you know, I can be successful doing it. And, you know, he doesn't really push me as in pushy, as in obnoxious pushy. He pushes me as in that he's actually being a friend, seeing that I have a lot of potential. And he's like, look, dude, you know, you don't understand. You know, I see you every day sitting here struggling, and you could be making money doing this. And, you know, I know it's not just that he wants to get me into this to make money, you know, so he can get me under him and make money. Well, that's part of it, no shit. But, you know, I don't get the feeling that he's just trying to push me into it to get another guy under him. You know, he wants me to – well, you see, the way they do this is they want you to – well, not they want you to. They really don't care what you do, but they want to help you. I mean, however you do it, they don't care. But how the program is set up, you can do it whatever way you want to. But the way the program is set up is you form sales teams, one sales team under another sales team, and the sales teams above you help you out, you know, like to structure you. And you and Dolly were going to be my sales team. You guys, well, Dolly's like, well, if you put that on the show, I'm going to walk off of the show, you know. And I was like, well, we don't need that because she's – production-wise, she's half the show, and without her, she's the booking producer, so without her, I don't have guests, so there's going to be no show. So I was like, well, okay, well, I was doing this, you know, I thought it was a good idea because, like, we could, like, not just us, those of us who do the show, but listeners could get into this and, you know, actually we could generate revenue, you know, as you know, for us and the audience and everybody. And then Dolly's like, no, I'm dead set against it. I was like, well, I'm going to stop. You know, I won't do it. You know, at least not on the show. We might make another channel because I've made other commitments. I made a commitment to JC to do this. But this is before I talked to you and Dolly. And then I talked to you and Dolly about it. I was like, holy shit, I didn't expect this. You know, I thought, well, network marketing, you know, it might need a little convincing, you know, but I didn't think it would be, you know, like, it, like Dolly says she'd walk off the show. You never put your foot down like that, but you're like, well, you know, it might not be a good idea. And so I'm listening to you guys.
I learned a long time ago that you don't come into a situation with a preconceived notion. You come in cautious, and you ask questions, and you become informed. But only a fool comes into anything with a preconceived notion, because then you close out the opportunity to learn something new. So I just come in and say, well, just understand that there are potential, you know, things about the product you need to know if it's harmful. And there are things about the network marketing structure you need to know in order to know whether or not it's a scam, because, you know, what you don't want to do is harm anybody on the one side, and on the other side, you don't want to harm your reputation by representing a product that is, you know, got an unethical marketing program around it or that's harmful to people. So you just got to protect yourself, that's all. If Dr. Oz comes on and he endorses that product, then I think that, you know, that's probably good enough. I mean, he's a real expert. I mean, if he doesn't know himself, he's going to have at his disposal the people that can look at the ingredients of that product and can give you a very, you know, a very scientific explanation of what it will and will not do and the benefits it might provide and the harms it could engender. So I think you've got the right person.
I think so, too. And I also think that it's not, well, you know, when I first heard that, of course, you know, I'm like all excited, like, Dr. Oz, you know, on our show, you know what that's going to do for ratings? Everybody's going to be listening. This is great. But, you know, well, that is true. You know, I'm still excited about it for that reason. But I'm also excited about it for the reason that it's like I said earlier, that I'm bouncing in between both sides. I honestly have no clue. And people, you know, might look at me to, you know, like, I'm not an authority on very many subjects. I'm really not. I mostly ask questions. That's my secret. That's why I'm a show host. Shh, don't tell anybody. I'm not the most knowledgeable person. I'm practically jack shit. But what it is I get other people talking and people listen to them. See, mm-hmm. That's how I do things. So I was thinking here, don't tell anybody that, even though there's like at least 12 people listening right now. So it's like I thought, well, you know, if we can get both, you know, both sides of the opinion on this, you know, people who think it's good, people who think it's not good or might not be good. And, you know, if we get a kind of like a Dr. Oz is kind of like a moderator and an authority on the subject. I think that would be great.
Well, I think you're two most important people. I mean, I have a little bit of background having come out of healthcare, but if you've got a representative of the company who is technically competent, who knows what's in the product, can attest perhaps to any kind of laboratory testing that might have been done or to speak to the efficacy of the product. I mean, if you've got Dr. Oz, who's run it by his people, the debate should be between those. Dr. Oz giving his statements, the other gentleman coming in and either adding to or, you know, or asking questions or whatever. I think, you know, what you want to do is you want to have, you know, real authority here. So you want to, whoever's coming on from the company, you want to know what the credentials are. You want to state those credentials clearly for your audience. And I would even go so far as to ask Dr. Oz, did you pass this by anyone else? And if so, who? So that you get an understanding of where he's coming from. Because here's the thing I would tell you. Dr. Oz is an MD. And when you look at the licensing for MDs, it does not require that you have any nutritional education. So basically, Dr. Oz is a little bit unusual in that he's got this show, and he embraces more holistic medicine than your average doctor, so he may have some additional background, I don't know, but if you were just walking to your normal doctor and you were to ask him about this product, I guarantee he couldn't tell you anything. So you need to find out, you know, who Dr. Oz has run it by, or if Dr. Oz has in fact had additional training outside of what is required for his licensing as an MD. If you can validate that to your audience so that there's a credible discussion going on between credible experts, then I think you can reasonably rely that what you hear is something that you can act upon.
Well, you see, I'd like for you and Dolly and I'd like for you guys to be there on the show. And I know how Dolly feels about it, so she might not want to participate, but I would like her to participate just so she could voice her opinion and facts, and, you know, according to her, at least the facts. Well, I shouldn't just say according to her, but she talked about her late husband and how she believes that things that he took, medicines, stuff like that, affected him and ultimately resulted in his death. So she feels really passionate about...
Well, medicine is entirely different. There's nothing natural in any pharmaceutical. If you look at what the pharmaceutical industry has done, here's what it is. They have sent their representatives to the Amazon. They sent them out to the American Indians. They sent them all over the planet, and they've followed the medicine men around in the jungles, and they watch them harvest whatever natural plants that they use, and they've looked at it to see if they, in fact, do what they're claimed. They claim they do. Then they take it back to the laboratory, and they take something that was natural, that was not harmful to the human body, that had a multiplicity of advantages, and they try to figure out what the key active ingredient was that precipitated whatever benefit they were looking for, and then they synthesize it. Now you have something that's not natural. You have something that, in fact, may be poisonous to the body, and most medicines are, in fact, poisons. And what they do is they suppress some function of the body in order to control some symptom that you have, and they're more for controlling symptoms than they are for curing, where when you deal with natural remedies, then the body is put back in homeostasis. It's put back to where everything is in line. Your electrolytes are in balance. All your hormones are in balance. You know, you've got the right blood flow, the right oxygenation, the right nerve conduction, and now you're dealing with health as opposed to treating an illness. And so I'm very much against medicines, but I'm very much in favor of natural healing. I don't know where this falls, because if this is vitamins, vitamins are generally not harmful unless they're in massive amounts. And by the way, if you listen to the FDA, which I'm not a proponent of either, because I believe, and that's going to be in my next book, that the FDA is more our enemy than our friend. If you look at the daily recommended doses of vitamins that the FDA recommends, and then you go read the medical journals and you look at the amounts of vitamins that are given people in clinical studies, you'll find that in generally with most vitamins, you can give people 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 times the recommended daily dose of vitamins by the FDA and do no harm. So why? The reason is because the FDA is in cahoots with the drug companies, and what they want to do is make sure that they don't give you anywhere near the amount of vitamins that you need in order to create health in your body, because they're interested in selling drugs. So I'm not a proponent of the FDA, and like I said, that's going to be the topic of my next book, is to expose what's being done to the American public in terms of not providing wellness, but instead symptomatically treating illness after it occurs, because that's what's profitable. So if this is just vitamins, and if they're in the right mixes, you know, it's possible. What I was looking at more is what happens hormonally in the body when you start to elevate things that, you know, should be kept at a flat line. You know, so basically take insulin. If you eat 6 meals a day, your insulin is regulated. You don't have the spikes up, you don't have the spikes down. But if you eat 1 meal a day, you know, then you're in a situation where your body, you know, can't equilibrate correctly. So at any rate, that's just, you know, you've got the right guy. If you got him on, you're gonna get your answer, and Mike, you're gonna know what to do. And if it's a green light, if it's a green
light, absolutely. Just what you just said, like about eating 6 or 7 meals a day, small meals, you know, just to keep your metabolism and glucose level adjusted. Sometimes I don't do that. I'm supposed to, because I have a high metabolism. Now, like say I only eat 2 meals a day. What happens with me is my blood sugar level goes down, and then I eat something and it goes up, and especially if I eat sugar or a candy bar or something like that, and then it wears off, my glucose level goes down. Could that cause diabetes?
Absolutely.
I better stop that then, because I don't want to get diabetes.
That's called onset adult diabetes, type 2 diabetes. And here's what you're doing. This is why I was warning you about the glands. Think of it in terms of an engine to a car, okay? If you're running that car at the same speed all the time, you know, give or take a few miles, you're not revving it up. You're driving like a senior citizen like me might drive, but not bodily. You've got to drive fast enough to burn that carbon out of there. Okay, so in other words, now we're switching over. We're a healthy body. We're getting reasonable exercise, but we're not sedentary and we're not overexerting ourselves. You know, we're going to last. But now if you take that engine and you get some kid driving it, and he drives like a race car driver, and he lays rubber at every stop line, and he basically abuses that engine isn't going to last as long. Well, now you take the glands in your body, and if because you're not giving them what they need, sometimes they have to overwork, and then other times they don't work hardly at all. Now you've got a situation where, you know, you're treating it just like the kid's treating his engine and his car, and you're abusing your body and abusing the glandular systems in your body, and you're having times where you have grossly hormones in your system than you need, which is harmful, and times when you have a deficiency, and then your body doesn't know what to do. It can't get itself regulated, and then that's the very instance in which these people have to come in, and they have to take these energy drink supplements. So that's what I was speaking to when I said I think Dr. Oz might come in, and regardless of the medical efficacy of the product, he might say there might be a better, more natural way to achieve what this drink is achieving. And so you might find that he gives you some dietary suggestions to achieve the same thing that the drink achieves. But, you know, without knowing what he's going to say or who his team is, I don't know. I just know that those same results can be achieved with diet.
Well, I hope you're here for that show, and just in case you're not, I'm sure you will be, but just in case you're not, I'll ask that question that you asked about who is on this team, and you know, what do they think, and you know, how do they verify it? But I really want you to ask that question, because if I answer it, or excuse me, if I ask it, when he answers it, I'm not going to know what to say back, but you will. Plus, it's your question, and I want you to ask it. And I really hope you'll hear for the show. And
give me an advance notice, and I'll make every effort to be there.
All right, awesome. And Dolly too, because she feels so passionate about this. You know, actually against it, but she feels so passionate against it. I just like her to be able to voice her opinion, and to see what they say back to that. Because, well, you know how Dolly is. You know, she's like Barbara Walters, dude. You can't not answer her questions. So I'd really like, you know, if she's really opposed to this, I'd really like to give her the opportunity to get her on and grill these guys. Not for ratings, not for controversy, but I'd really like to give her the opportunity and give everybody else the opportunity to hear this. If she really grills them and makes them come out with, we can verify that this is a healthy product, you know. And the fact that, you know, we brought this up off the air a couple of weeks ago, that it's not I forget how they put it on the website, that it's not approved by the FDA. And I'm glad you brought that up, because I was going to ask you about that, about, you know, the FDA approval. And
That's actually something American people need to be aware of. And need to, now we're getting into a almost a political issue of
well, go ahead, we got 7 minutes left.
But what we don't want to have happen is for the FDA to regulate any products like this, and that's what they're trying to do with the Codex. So we want to stand firmly against them, because what they're trying to do, again, they are advocates of the pharmaceutical company, because there's basically, if you get sick and they can get you on a drug that you have to take for the rest of your life, you're their drug addict. And you're their source of income for the rest of your life. There's huge money to be made. So what they want to do is they want to take all vitamins and all mineral supplements, and they want to pull them in under the FDA, which would put absolutely onerous cost on proving the efficacy of natural substances that the body has been using since time immemorial. And those kinds of companies don't have the kind of deep pockets that the pharmaceutical companies have. So in essence, what they're doing is, if they can gain control of regulating, they can do two things. They can make the amount of vitamins that are available in any form other than through a doctor so minimal that it will do you absolutely no good. And they can drive the cost of those up to where they're not affordable. And we have to fight against that. That's one of the political items in the platform that I have for America, is that we have to oppose Obamacare, and we have to oppose the Codex and any further expansion by the FDA into our food and into our vitamins and our supplements. So the FDA, it's a good thing the FDA is not looking at this product. I mean, look at their record, Mike. We talked about cancer the other day. They've approved 40 cancer treatment drugs that cause a lineage of problems. They can cause leukemia. They can cause secondary cancers. They can cause swelling in the brain. They can cause terminal death. They can cause all kinds of things. A litany of probably 50 things they can cause, and yet they have never ever approved any natural dietary treatment. Why? They can't patent it. If they can't patent it, they can't make any money off it. If they can't make any money off of it, they're going to not allow it. So what the American Medical Association has done in concert with the FDA is they have passed a regulation that says that you cannot have any claims from a natural substance that it can cure a disease. Only, quote, end quote, medicines can cure diseases. Now, that is a union enforcing its will wrongfully on the American people and keeping us from having wellness and forcing us into illness. So, you know, so I'm not totally against what you've got. I just need to know in what proportions, and I need to know realistically, is it going to harm the kidneys? Is it going to cause your adrenal glands to foul up? You know, what's going to be the impact on the body? And if somebody like Dr. Oz says, hey, it's copacetic, then I'm going to tend to believe him because I'm not a chemist.
See, I'm not either. I'm not an MD. I have no experience whatsoever in medical science or chemistry or physics. Well, physics has nothing to do with this. but there's some three areas that I'm not exactly a scholar in. And so when it comes to stuff like this, I ask people like you anybody who's had experience in it and knows what they're talking about, and you bring, how can I put it? You bring the alternative aspect to it, where you're not just saying, okay, well the FDA didn't approve it, so that means it's not good. What you're saying is the FDA didn't approve it, which doesn't mean it's necessarily not good, but they may not want to approve it because it's going to make people healthy. And this is hypothetical; we're talking about a certain product, and we don't know. But what we're saying is that if this product is going to make people healthy and make them unreliant on traditional medicine, that the FDA probably wouldn't approve it because they wouldn't be able to patent it and they wouldn't be able to make money off of it.
Here's a little fact for you. We cured polio, right?
Right.
Polio was a disease that was not necessarily an autoimmune disease. An autoimmune disease is a disease that comes on because some factor in the body gets out of balance. So why did we cure polio? Dr. Salk cured it in 6 months. You know why he cured it? His son got polio. So to hell with the pharmaceutical companies, to hell with the government, to hell with the AMA, to hell with everybody, I'm going to find an answer. And he cured polio. Since then, the drug industry has yet to cure any disease. They treat diseases. They have not cured any disease, and that includes cancer. And they force Americans to leave this country to go to Europe and Mexico and be treated using holistic procedures, basically nutrition, where they have survival rates that are many, many times greater than what they do here with surgery, with chemotherapy, and with radiation therapy. And if you are a doctor and you try to treat somebody in this country for cancer using nutrition, you will lose your license and you will go to jail. So basically, we've got to be cognizant of the fact that the government is doing everything it can do to take away from us the ability to have the sanctioned right to do what we want to do with our bodies. I mean, that's what I'm against. I'm against the government stepping in and doing things to us that I know absolutely scientifically are harmful because there's money in it. So they're making us drug addicts, and they're basically siphoning off our money when the cost of health care could be dropped We have the answers to cure the five or six biggest diseases in the world through nutrition if the FDA would get out of the way and the American Medical Association get out of the way and let us then pursue wellness. And if Obama and his healthcare program would get out of the way, we could probably reduce the cost of healthcare in this country by 50% or more. And that's the stuff that my research is confirming as I do the research for this next book.
That's
so you may not be that far off, Mike. You may not be. I just say, tell me what's in it. That's all. Tell me what's in it. And don't let Dr. Oz, just tell you as a doctor, find out if he's got a chemist involved, because
that's why I want you to be on the show, because you know what questions to ask. And I could repeat the question you just asked, or the question you just said you were going to ask. If you're not on the show, I'll ask it. But like I said, he's probably going to come back with some medical science answer that I'm not going to know the answer to. And, you'll know what to say back. So you'll know to say, well, who approved that? And everything you're saying. But I won't be able to come back like that because I don't have any expertise in that area. So I really want you to be on that show. As a matter of fact, if whatever day we schedule that show for, I'm going to check with you and make sure you can be there. Because if not, we'll reschedule it around you, because I want you to be there, Larry.
All right. I'll be there for you.
Okay. I appreciate that, Larry. Thank you so much. And this has been Larry Ballard, author of Modern Slavery and The Fight for Freedom, also webmaster of LibertyCrusade.com. Larry, we're not streaming live now, but, this will still be recorded for podcast. But what I wanted to say is I appreciate you going along with this. I know this wasn't supposed to be the topic for tonight, and I appreciate you going along with this. But the reason we went into this, well, I was going to, say something about it in the beginning of the show, but we're going to go into the Empire Evil after that. But I really want Dolly to be a part of that, so let's continue.
No, I knew that the second she got on. And actually, okay. I had left her a message. If you recall, my computer crashed, and I just got it back, and I'm trying to recreate that document, The Empire of Evil. I mean, I've got all the facts, but so I'm still working on that. So what I was going
to
try to do tonight.
You still need time to prepare for the show. Okay,
yeah.
I got it. So it worked out great for everybody.
Yeah. What we might do next week while I'm still recompiling that is Dolly's been asking me something, and so I'll just kind of say this out in case you've got people who hear this when you post it.
Right.
She's been asking me a question that I've sort of dodged, and I'm going to try to answer it next week, but it's going to make for a very unusual show. She's asked me something that sounds on the surface like it's the simplest question possible. Well, Larry, if you've written a book, like this, here's the question. What is it the American people can do to take back their rights and to help heal this nation? That sounds like a simple question. And I could rattle off 10, 15, 20 different legislative things that we could try to accomplish. But my point is that in and of itself means absolutely nothing. Because to answer that question is really to go through every page of my book. Because what you've got to be able to do is you've got to be educated. If you're not educated, then you're just doing something by rote. Somebody says, these are the 15 things we need to do, and you go out like a automaton, and you do them or you don't do them, but you don't know why you're doing them. So to answer that question, this we'll try to talk about next week, you've got to first decide, where am I politically? What's my vision for the company? Am I in the country? Am I on the right? Am I conservative? Am I a liberal? And if I hold those opinions, why? And then after that, you've got to understand that the government is trying to divide us. They want us to be on the right and on the left. So what I need to be able to do at that point is to pause and say, hey, guys, they're playing us. Here's why we can't afford to be on the right or to be on the left, but we have to be united, because only then can we hope to have any effect on the political system. So that takes some explanation. And then you go on down and you start to say, what actions has the government taken in order to drive us into the current crisis. So that's where you've got to get an understanding. So there's miles deep of information in here. And once you kind of get an idea of what they've done, then the next thing you have to do is you have to say, well, wait a minute. Every issue, just like you're saying with your drug issue here, Mike, is a point, counterpoint. Then we have to look at, well, yes, we know what the government did now, but to what degree were we, the American people, complicit, and to what degree are we ready, willing, and able to make the necessary changes in order to do our part to heal the nation? And then once you get through all of that, then you've got to sit down and you've got enough knowledge that you can spit out the action plan and it becomes something that people can understand. So I don't know, that might be something that's achievable. I don't know, but I'm going to try to walk us through that whole lineage and see if I can. Nobody who listens to that show will walk away completely understanding everything that I say, because some of the bullet points that I'm going to lay out are complete chapters in my book. And if I tried to digress on each bullet point to the degree that I'm capable of, we'd be doing the one show for 40 hours. But I'm going to try to lay it out because I think people want to know, you know, they know their problems. And now what they want to know is what can we do. And I'm going to try to lay out the basic rudiments of a platform for them so that they can begin to understand that we do have more power than we think we have, but we also are going to have to make some personal sacrifices if we're going to be able to execute that power. So I'll look forward to doing that next week. You get back in touch with me when you know that Dr. Oz is going to be on, and I'll make you the personal promise that I'll be there, period, no matter what it is. So with that, it's we're off, as you said, and I've got my son had come in while we were talking, so I'm going to get off and visit with him, and I'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thank you very much, Larry Ballard. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome, Mike. Look forward to talking to you.
Okay, we'll see you
next
week.
I hope when you do this show, because I know you kind of want to represent this product if it turns out that it's the right product to represent. And
I
want
to get down to the bottom of it. I actually want to hear both sides of it. I want people to be able to voice both sides of it. And that's really all I want. I'm really not trying to make money off of it. I actually thought this would be a good opportunity for those of us who do the show and our listeners to make money, but to make revenue, I should say. But I don't want to do it if it's not honest. The networking marketing thing, I want to make sure that's honest, and I want to make sure it's a good product. So I'm going to bring in everybody I can think of, point counterpoint. Yeah, let's do that. But
one thing I might say to you is
I wouldn't dilute
your efficacy conversation with your marketing conversation. I would, when you got Dr. Oz on, he's the expert on efficacy. I would stay on point, and I would determine the efficacy of the product, because if the product has benefits to the public, then you can potentially have your networking conversation offline, or you can have it online with a different expert.
Yeah, they do that anyway. They have their own webinars and everything. Webinars, what else do you call them? Webcasts, where people can call in and ask questions, kind of like what we do now. And mm-hmm. when they wanted me to help promote this product, I was like, well, I couldn't help but wonder why you approaching me with this, aside from the fact that you just want me to buy into it. But no, it's because of this radio show and because of what else I can do with promotion on the internet. And, they don't just see it as I'll make them successful. They want to make me successful as well. I mean, there's earnest interest that I can tell. It's not just like one-sided crap. So, I mean, I can tell that. But I still want to know that if I do that, I'm going to be promoting a product that is healthy. And, I just want to check all sides before I go through with this. And it's really great that we have this show and we have this communication and we have different opinions because – just asking friends, when I was telling you and Dolly about this, I know you have to get someone to kind of make this short, but when I was telling you and Dolly about this, and then, I was going back to JC, and, I was just, like, kind of being bounced back and forth, you know. I really don't know anything about it either way. What you guys say makes sense. What he says makes sense. So let's put it on the air, and, you know, like, let's everybody put in their opinions and let other people call in with experience with this or their knowledge on this. And, you know, I think that's great. And then we'll
figure
out what to do about it.
And it's a sincere compliment. So to anybody who's listening to this show, you know, take this for what it's worth. But I think that you had two options before. You really had three options. You had the option of just walking based upon what was non-expert opinion. You had the option of ignoring comments from people and going forward because there was potentially money to be made. Or you had the third option, which was the only really smart option, and that was to get the necessary expert opinions so that you truly knew what to do. Because basically in anything in life, it's just like I started out when, if we're going to do this show next week, you know, we're going to talk about what can the American people do to get back control of the country. The answer isn't simple. You've got to get informed. You've got to spend the time to do your homework and to know what you're talking about so that you're on the right footing. And so what you're doing is exactly that. You're bringing in an expert who probably has already consulted other experts, and you're getting the kind of information that you need in order to make an informed decision. So if they give you a green light, I guess what I would say is go for it. And if they give you a red light, then run. But you're smart enough to
right.
Run. Well, I'm going to let you go because I did want to talk to my son here. He's standing over here kind of rolling his eyes at me.
Larry, we'll see you next week, sir. And you enjoy your weekend.
You too, Mike.
Bye-bye. All right, everybody. That was Larry Ballard, author of Modern Slavery and the Fight for Freedom, and that's available on Amazon.com as well as his website, LibertiesCrusade.com. And we'll be back next Friday with Larry Ballard, and that's going to be quite a show. Because I know he's pressed for time, and I had some input, but, you know, I was like, no, I'll just save it for next week. But just a sneak preview, look, you know, what he is saying about you got to be educated, well, the thing is about education, it's great to know stuff, it really is, but you kind of have to form your own opinion. And, you know, when it goes to, like when you go to college, the main thing about going to college is to have the ability to think for yourself. And it's about using your own common sense. So I'm really interested in the show that we're going to do next week. And like Larry Ballard's saying, it's not something you can do in 1 hour. You know, it might take 40 hours, you know. But we're going to be here every week, every Friday night at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central. And, you know, we're going to keep going until this subject is never going to be completed. So we're just going to keep going until, you know, just until infinity and beyond. All right, everybody. This is MJH. Peace. God bless. And I'm out of here. Later.
You have been listening to the MJH Experience on Blog Talk Radio.
Produced by CommunicationCreations.com.
Do you know where you're going to?